ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden back on the campaign trail Friday evening.
President Biden sounding more energized on the campaign trail in Michigan, boosted by supporters. Addressing the political turmoil in his own party and speculation about whether he could bow out of the race, the president insisting he isn't going anywhere.
I am running and we're going to win.
Working overtime to try to turn the conversation to his opponent.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. Meanwhile, Republicans getting ready to open their convention in Milwaukee Monday, where former President Trump is expected to name his running mate. The judge overseeing Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial dismissed the case over a state discovery violation. Live ammunition found at the scene was not shared with the defense. The ruling with prejudice means Baldwin can never be brought up on these charges in this case again. This is ABC News. Gaza health officials say an Israeli attack on southern Gaza killed at least 71 people. Israeli forces announcing the attack was targeting Hamas top military leader. It comes as negotiations on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas continue in Cairo. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says both sides have agreed to a framework for a deal.
We believe that we've got this essential framework done, which is not insignificant now. You got both Israel and Hamas have signed up to the framework. That's a big deal. But there are still details that need to be hammered out.
AT&T says hackers stole records and calls and texts from nearly all of its wireless customers back in April. The breach impacting 90 million accounts. The company says the data from 2022 included phone numbers. Hackers did not access the content of calls or texts or any sensitive information. AT&T says at least one person's been arrested. And Barbora Krejcikova won Wimbledon for her second Grand Slam title. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwoodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
We're currently at a partly cloudy 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. This afternoon's forecast calls for warm, humid, and partly cloudy conditions with a chance of showers and thunderstorms possible. If any of those storms develop, they could potentially be strong with high heat max index readings of 95 and our temperatures high of 89 for this afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy and humid, rain and thunderstorms are possible, with some of the storms potentially severe with the damaging winds. A half an inch of rain or more could also fall with those storms, lows dropping to around 70 degrees. On Sunday, partly cloudy to mostly sunny, very warm and humid again, with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Max heat index readings of around 99, high temperatures around 92 for Sunday. For Sunday night, partly cloudy and humid, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows dropping to around 69. For Monday, partly cloudy overall and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, max heat index readings of around 97 with a temperature high of around 91. Again in Richland Center, after our morning's low of 64 degrees, we're currently at an overcast 84.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open: public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift house person. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Are you currently in therapy or considering a procedure that will require in-house therapy services? Are you concerned about the high cost of transitional care housing during your therapy? Consider Schmidt Woodland Hills when you are ready for that needed procedure. Don't rush from your in-house therapy plan to your home before you are ready. Let us help you make the transition from therapy back to your own home when you are ready by staying in one of our efficiency apartments. Talk to us about a customized program tailored to your needs. Continue your therapy, get the assistance you need, and transition home on your terms. Daily rates include a comfortable furnished efficiency apartment, one meal per day, weekly housekeeping service, linens and cable TV. Additional services can be purchased a la carte. Come and see what options might be just right for you. To schedule a tour or for more information, call Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
Turbos in Hub City appreciates your support and patronage. Please note that Turbos is closed through Sunday. Turbos will reopen to serve great lunches and dinners starting Wednesday, July 17th. You'll enjoy the festive atmosphere along with delicious soup, a fresh salad bar, great tasting food, and more. For a mouth-watering meal you'll enjoy, it's Turbos Bar and Grill in Hub City. Remember, Turbos in Hub City will be closed now through this Sunday.
Today is Saturday, July 13th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Due to the extreme heat that occurs, and especially with this prolonged exposure expected, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health. The Brewer Public Library and Richland Center will be open from 9 until 6 Monday through Thursdays, Fridays from 9 until 5, and on Saturdays from 10 until 2. The Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center will also serve as a cooling location during normal business hours, which are Monday through Friday, 8 until 4:30. The Village of Iola office will be open during normal business hours from 8:30 to 4:30 and can make the senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library will be open in the Viola area on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30 and from 1 until 5. On Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 until 7, and on Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open Monday through Wednesday, 11 to 4:30, and Thursdays from noon until 5 o'clock. For the Yuba Community Center, for more details or to gain access, you can contact Terry at 608-574-9547. The Cazenovia Fire Department is available upon request. You can contact Daryl at 608-983-2647 for more details and to gain access to the building. Officials will monitor the use of the cooling centers and the extreme heat to determine their continued need during the excessive heat event. Visit the Richland County website at rco.richland.wi.us for more information on the location of the cooling shelters. The House on the Rock reported a fire on Friday that began in the Upper Circus Area's orchestra bandwagon. While portions of the House on the Rock remain closed following the fire, including the dollhouse room, circus room, and galleries, the majority of the House on the Rock is open and accessible to visitors. The House on the Rock reported that the areas impacted by the fire are being evaluated and will be reopened pending the results of the assessments. The House on the Rock was aided by fire crews from Dodgeville, Spring Green, and Mineral Point. Visitors are encouraged to visit the House on the Rock website for updates on the closed areas. Now that the 4th of July holiday is over, many retailers have replaced Independence Day items with back-to-school merchandise. Consumers not only seek good buys from those merchants, but also look for bargains online to prepare for the upcoming school year. When purchasing online, beware of scammers trying to make a profit. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We want people to avoid getting scammed by fake websites. Scammers send those fake ads claiming to be that trusted business, and the ads offer these amazing deals and low prices, but they lead shoppers to a near identical copy of that seller's website. But really, it's the scammer. It's not the website you think you're at, and they do this to steal your money and your personal data. So please avoid clicking links in emails, texts, and other promotional messages that you might receive via social media with those really deep, too good to be true discounts that they may put on those hot back to school items.
Fake websites can look real, so it's always good to look for any red flags that prove the website is not the company's actual site.
This is becoming a real leader in the scams right now, is the imposter website. So verify a web address is correct before you enter any payment information, since the fake websites sometimes use keyloggers that track your information that you've typed in before you finalize the purchase. So do that verification. Look real hard at that URL and make sure it's legit, that there isn't a number in place of a letter or an extra dash extended name behind it, that you are really at the .com that you think you want to be at.
Reinen suggests the best way not to be a victim of this scam is to shop at local businesses or any retailer where you can purchase your back-to-school needs.
Going in person can be one option. Those local businesses may have online options as well with in-store pickups. There's someone there that you can talk to, that you can give a call to, and you know you're dealing with a real entity, as well as you'll know that the state's weights and measures inspectors could be out there verifying scanners to be sure that things scan accurately. And that's something you just want to check anytime that you are at the checkout, is verify that the items are priced correctly based on the shelf price and what's scanning out before you make your payment.
If you have been scammed by a fake website or are a victim of any scam, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. We'll look at Boscobel's plans this afternoon to celebrate one of its own when we return.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
WRCO News Time is 12:14. Join in the festivities in Boscobel today. A ribbon cutting and birthday shindig to honor hometown country singer songwriter legend Bobby G. Rice's 80th birthday is being held. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, check out the trailer at the Blaine Theater of the movie The Wooden Bowl that has Bobby's newest song, What Goes Through Your Mind, as the lead song. From 1:30 to 3:30, Bobby will perform an acoustic performance and meet and greet at the Blaine Theater. Any musicians and singers who would like to sing a song or two with Bobby are invited. Musicians should bring their own instruments. Don't miss the Sauk County Fair going on today and tomorrow in Baraboo. The carnival will open at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Also at 1, it's the Live Market Animal Sale in Progress Hall. Sauk County's police canines will make an appearance at the Fame stage at 3 o'clock. Tonight's grandstand event will be Randy Houser in concert with a special guest. The fair will wrap up tomorrow with activities beginning at 10 o'clock. Events tomorrow include a bag tournament, music, an interactive display, and carnival rides from 1 until 5 o'clock at the Sauk County Fair going on this weekend in Baraboo.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Saturday, July 13th. Christine Fingerson, 49 of Highland, died July 1st at home following a short battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held today at 5 o'clock at the Luoff Peterson Houck Funeral Home in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home today from 3 until the time of the service at 5. Chris Fingerson is survived by her father, Doug Fingerson of Highland, 3 siblings, Keith and Davinia Fingerson of Columbus, James Fingerson of Madison, and Marcia Loy of Highland, brother-in-law Mark Loy of Dodgeville, 5 nieces and nephews, and many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88 of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died July 6th at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center.
Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Sunday from 10:30 until the time of the service at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or to your local food pantry. Pat Gust is survived by her husband, Walter, three daughters, Lisa and Mark Colpin, Carrie and Todd Pruitt, and Amy Simonson and Dave Carney. Eight grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and sister-in-law Phyllis Knudsen. Carola Annetta, Pat Gust, 88 of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86 of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held on Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call the First Baptist Church on Sunday from 12:30 until the time of the service at 1:30. Harold Hannum is survived by his wife, Ginger, one daughter, Heather and Bruce Hoffman, two grandchildren, one brother, Lawrence and Nancy Hannum, two sisters, Lois and Bill Dillo, and Rita and Ron Williford, sisters and brothers-in-law, Sandy Hannum, Julie Wilson, Glee and Jerry Moore, and Grace and Carl Schellenberger, many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 4 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church and to Grace. Bev Miller survived by her husband of nearly 70 years, Lemuel Jr., four children, Steve and Sharon Miller of Rockbridge, Mark Miller of New Mexico, Vicki and Aaron Kimberlin of Peoria, Arizona, and Paul Miller and Venari Ung of San Diego, California. 10 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, her sister Shirley and Arnold Ludwig of Georgia, sisters-in-law Jane Fry of Elkhorn, and Janet and David Neef of Lone Rock. Special friends Gaylord and Marie Willis, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock on Tuesday at Christ Lutheran Church in Highland. Burial will follow at the Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Christ Lutheran Church on Monday from 4 until 7, and again on Tuesday from 10 until 11. The McGuire Peterson Haug Funeral Home is serving the family. Virgil Niles is survived by his wife, Phyllis, four children, Penny and Mike Price of Dodgeville, Joey and Kristen Niles of Stitzer, Sherry and Mike Borkish of Dodgeville, and Laura and Mike Anderson of Highland. 10 grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a brother, Kenny Niles of Highland, sister, Doris Smith of McFarland, sisters-in-law, Sharon and Donnie Martin of Iowa, and Sharon Hadley of Iowa, nieces and nephews, other family, and friends. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Casanova, died on Monday. A funeral mass will be held at 3 o'clock on Tuesday at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in rural Casanova. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Tuesday from 1 until the time of the service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Don Hanko is survived by his nieces, Lisa Leverty, Tammy Fowell, Julie Potts, and Kristen and Bill McAppeline, along with many other nieces and nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Casanova. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100 of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden of Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Survivors of Marjorie Grandstaff include three daughters, Cheryl Gustafson of Ashland, Dixie and Charles Gump of Yorkville, Illinois, and Margene and Steve Lamb of Racine. Seven grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, her brother Bill and Patricia Harris of Soldiers Grove, and numerous nieces and nephews. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100 of Yorkville, Illinois.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday 8 to 4, closed holidays.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope your Saturday is going great so far. Today's type of weather and the setup in the atmosphere is the kind of setup that tests even the most experienced forecasters, and that's because the atmosphere is so volatile. It's primed with heat and humidity, which you feel outside, and predicting those showers and storms, it can certainly be a challenge. So what we need to look for as meteorologists is not only the bigger picture where there's upper level energy at play or the placement of fronts, but also where there are areas of showers and storms relatively nearby, because the outflow of those showers and storms that could cause the instability to create showers and storms in the region. And that's why I have it in the forecast for this afternoon, though we may stay dry until tonight when it's more likely showers and storms will roll across parts of the Badger State. So getting to the forecast, pushing 90 this afternoon and feeling like the mid-90s because of the humidity, a chance of a few showers and storms developing in southwest Wisconsin this afternoon, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, mostly cloudy and humid with rain and thunderstorms possible in the region. Some indications that a majority of the rain may stay north and east. However, I'm still putting in a better chance for rain across the southwestern part of the state. And where there are thunderstorms, an easy half inch or more of rain is possible. A low temperature near 70 tonight. Sunday, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Very warm and humid, rising up to 92. Heat indices close to 100 in the late afternoon. And isolated showers and storms could develop in the region in the afternoon, though it's a low chance, about 20%. Sunday night, partly cloudy and humid. A low near 69, with perhaps a couple of showers and storms remaining from earlier in the day. And then Monday, partly cloudy overall and humid up to 91, with showers and thunderstorms appearing more likely. Tuesday will be cooler with lingering showers early. We'll be in the wake of a cold front, highs around 81, less humid, and Wednesday starting in the mid-50s, a high of 76 with a mostly sunny sky. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. 1. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a partly sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed averaging about 2 miles per hour out of the southeast. Barometer reading of 30.06, and we've received about a trace amount of rain from this morning. Yesterday's high reached 85. Our morning's low was 64. We had a record high in 1936 of 106 degrees, record low in 1964 of 44 degrees. Last year's high reached 80 degrees with a low of 61. The sun will set today at 8:41 and rise tomorrow at 5:34. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a partly sunny 85 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
You can't Wither Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Thank you. Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. That, of course, was the Eagles with their classic Hotel California fantastic tune. Nice way to start out Saturdays with Simo here, I think. Carrying things on and having fun, this is Earth, Wind, and Fire with That's the Way of the World.
Never, never, never. Yeah, yeah. upon you. Your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight. Cause I'm so lonely.
Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. It's time to take a break and hear from our sponsors this afternoon. Thank you very much to each and every one of them. And when we come back, we've got some Mamas and the Papas singing California Dreamin'.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Surprise your sweetheart with flowers for the adult prom from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From bouquets of roses, matching boutonnieres and corsages, to beautiful fresh-cut flowers, Robin's Nest will help make the evening extra special. Call 383-1616 or stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Boston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Mamas and the Papas with California Dreamin'. Welcome back. Here are Bill Haley and his Comets with Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could. From the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Pain in my heart, and at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left